Yeah, the DM32QV, that's the one you're looking at. Those are Balfang radios, and that is kind of their latest and greatest. I have a couple of them, and they work very, very well. They started out having some major glitches in their CPS and their firmware, but they seem to have gotten most of those fixed. It still has a little couple quirks in here and there, but nothing major now. And like you said, I use two of them, and those are also digital radios, so you'd be able to get into your digital aspect of your license. But yeah, those are, it's a good radio. That would definitely be a good upgrade for you. And you'd have a few more options. But I would suggest just getting, I mean, even just a cheap, like, you know, just go on Amazon and find the cheapest dual band magnet mount antenna you can find. And put it on a small cookie sheet and then stick it up in your gutter where you have that antenna going now. And you're going to see an enormous difference. I would suggest like a Nagoya 72. Those are only like $24. Not bad, but there are other ones that are different brands on Amazon that get as low as, you know, $14. But I would definitely think about this like that soon. And I mean, I'm not knocking your wire job. That was pretty intuitive. That was pretty ingenious there, and it's definitely working. I'm just worried about the radio itself. Yeah, KF8DLX.